From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Security is tight around the federal courthouse in Detroit, where an alleged terrorist has arrived for an arraignment hearing this afternoon. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is accused of trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight on Christmas Day. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Barricades have been erected around the courthouse in preparation for a demonstration by local Muslim leaders who support the prosecution of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Dozens of reporters from around the world are expected to attend the hearing, which will likely only last a few minutes. Abdulmutallab is charged with several crimes, including attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted murder. Officials in the Obama administration have said they expect plea negotiations will yield valuable information, but critics, including Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra, say that's a mistake.
Oh, I think that's a devastating approach. We're going to start plea bargaining with terrorists to get information.
Hoekstra says Abdulmutallab should be tried by a military tribunal instead. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
Two more men have been arrested in connection with an alleged bomb plot against New York City and were expected to appear in court today. The FBI says the defendants, ages 24 and 25, were detained this morning in New York. The men are believed to have ties to Najibullah Zazi, an Afghan-born airport driver from Denver who's accused of getting al-Qaeda training. Zazi has already pleaded not guilty to a charge of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. unemployment rate remained the same in December, 10%, but new figures from the Labor Department show the economy shed 85,000 jobs last month. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Some analysts thought December would be the month when the labor market turned a corner, but it seems this tough economy is saying not so fast.
A negative reading on this report is not what the market wanted to see.
John Canale is an economist at LPL Financial in Boston. It's likely not what the 15 million Americans who are now unemployed wanted to see either. Some 40% of them have been out of work for 6 months or more. Canale says the report did show continued gains in temp employment, but he says other indicators of future hiring were disappointing.
Hours worked and overtime hours didn't move a whole lot, so that doesn't suggest that there's much momentum to add any new staff.
Still, economists do believe hiring will pick up in the coming months. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Frigid weather is slowing things down from the northeast to down south. Some areas receive light snow in time for the morning commute. Others are still anticipating several inches. In Ohio, a deadly highway collision occurred during wintry conditions yesterday. A tanker truck crashed into a van carrying special needs adults. Four people in that vehicle were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points at 10,587. This is NPR. A Pentagon spokesman says Defense Secretary Robert Gates, the most prominent Republican in the Obama administration, plans to stay on the job for at least another year. But Jeff Morrell says Gates and the president have agreed to revisit this issue later this year. Will he stay or will he go? That's the question NBC is grappling with when it comes to Jay Leno in the 10 p.m. time slot. The show's ratings haven't been so hot. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Jay Leno joked about the rumors that his new 10 p.m. show might get canned last night.
I don't think there's any truth to the rumors. See, it's always been my experience. NBC only cancels you when you're in first place. So we're fine. We're actually okay.
Leno was referring to the days when he took NBC's Tonight Show to the number one spot on late-night TV. And those NBC executives Leno was joking about might just move him back to his sweet spot. The Jay Leno Show debuted last fall and almost immediately took a ratings nosedive. NBC made the move to save money. And when viewers left the 10 p.m. time slot, they didn't come back for the local nightly news, and NBC affiliates complained. So now NBC executives are considering a half-hour Leno show at 11:35 p.m. that would debut after the Winter Olympics. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Same-sex marriage is one step closer to becoming law in Portugal, where the majority of people are members of the Roman Catholic Church, which strongly opposes gay marriage. The socialist government's bill won the endorsement of all left-of-center parties today. Right-wing parties remain strongly opposed and have pledged to put the issue up to a national vote. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.